morning, church. Hope everyone's doing well this morning. Hope you had a good week. God is good. Through it all, God is good. Where we are, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Let's thank Him. For God is good. He deserves it. He deserves it all. This morning, I'd just like to take a moment to say hello to each and every one that's joined us this morning. Those of you who are joining us live via Facebook, those of you who are on the phone lines, and those of you who came out to worship with us this day. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Good morning. We thank you. Before we get started, I don't want to forget to ask your prayers from all of you to pray for the Mevin Covington family in the death of their dear loved one. Ms. Covington, who was a member of our church, truly she would be missed. We ask that you would please pray for Dwight Wade and his family during his sickness. Also, Rhonda Paler in her sickness. We're still asking prayers for the Petit family and all of those who are going through. I can't sit here and name them all. There are so many. The list is so long now. But our hearts do go out to them. Look like every direction I turn, there's someone going through something. But I ask that you all would please just pray for them. The James, Mr. James family, we lost him last week also. So just keep them all in prayer. Them all in prayer. This morning we're going to sing you a song. Praise things, going to sing you a song. If you have a hymnal, it's on page 41. Oh, I Want to See Him. Thank you. I want to see him. Look upon his face. What a wonderful day. This morning, scripture is going to come to us from the book of Psalms. And we're going to read Psalms 27. And it's a song from a great psalmist, David. And before I read it, I'm going to let y'all know that God offers us help today for hope and hope for the future. Unwavering confidence in God is our antidote for fear and loneliness. So keep that in mind. We're going to read verses 1 through 6 this morning. And I will be coming to you from the NIV version. And it reads as thus. The Lord is the light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom I shall be afraid. When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Amen? Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he would keep me safe in his dwellings. He would hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me, and his sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. And the Spirit is directing me to read verse 11 also. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors.
If you would, this morning we'd like to be blessed with a prayer by our very own deacon, Butch Charlton, and bless us with a song afterwards. Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
yes,
hallowed be thy name. I come to you this morning with all the rock of heart, thanking you, God, for watching over us last night.
Thank you, Lord.
Looking us up this morning. Let us see another day.
Yes.
God, I pray that you forgive us all for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
We have done. God, I pray that you express this church and this service today, God, in a special way.
Bless us.
The pastor's going to bring the word today, God.
Yes.
Let's hear the word, go by the word.
Bless us.
Pray that you bless all the sick and the shut in all of this land and country.
Mm-hmm.
God, I pray that you just bless this world today, God.
Yes.
Bless God with all this evil way, God. And just touch each other's heart, God, in all of this land and country, God.
Yes.
And then, God, I just want to thank you again for another day. And this I pray in Jesus'
name.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen. In
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, people of God. Mighty people of God. What a glorious day it is.
Yes, sir.
Today is another day that the Lord has made and given us an opportunity to be able to praise and worship Him once again. Continue to be mindful that during the season of Lent, is a time to reflect, to repent, and be restored. For His resurrection is, well, the time that we celebrate His resurrection, for He is already risen, is at hand. Gracious Father, Heavenly Father, our God, Father, I come before Thee, humbling myself as Your servant, Your child, yielding my body, Lord, my mind, my voice, asking You, Father, to let Your Spirit fall upon me in a mighty way. Let me be a yielding vessel, Lord, that You might speak through me to Your people this day, to us, that we might receive from You, Lord, what You have given, that it shall be a blessing unto our lives. And we thank You. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I want to thank this opportunity once again that the Lord has given me to come before His people, and of course our pastor, in his absence, for this opportunity, during his well-deserved time off, for he is a busy man. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being here today. I know that I'm not the pastor, but the Lord has given us a word today that is going to bless our hearts and our spirit. Last week, the pastor taught us on how to overcome. And that's by using the word God in every situation, in every temptation, and in everything that we do. So this week, the Lord is continuing on with that. He's going to let us know how to keep that overcoming power, that we can overcome and remain overcomers and conquerors. So for a brief moment, I'll be here, as the pastor would say, this sermonette, but just as long as the Spirit wants me to be here. But today is my baby girl's birthday, so I'm trying to go be with her. Amen. You can meet me in Matthew chapter 14. I'll be reading out of the King James Version today. And we will start at verse 22. Chapter 14, starting at 22. Actually, I'll be reading from the NIV. This is a familiar chapter. We know this is where Jesus feeds the 5,000 plus men, women, and children. And it reads, "Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of Him to the other side While he dismissed the crowd, after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus gave the command, "Come," and he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died. Today, for a topic, focus, not fear. We'll begin with a thought. As we see in verse 23 and throughout the Bible, Jesus always steals away. He always goes to a quiet place to pray. That's an example for us that there are times that we need to steal away. We need to go and find our little secret place. Turn off the phones, close the doors, get away from the family, and just seek the face of God until we hear from him. Have you ever been asleep at night and woke up for no reason? And you wonder why you woke up? Maybe it was because God was trying to get your attention, that you just didn't have time during the day that he could talk to you in a peaceful moment. So he will wake you in the middle of the night and give you things to do, ask you to pray for things. For Jacob, Jacob wrestled with the Spirit of God all night. And he was blessed to become Israel, the father of the chosen people. Gideon won the battle with only 300 men. Abram became the father of many nations. And Daniel, during his captivity, through a vision given to him at night by God, was promoted. And he became the second most powerful person in the kingdom, other than the king. So can you imagine being in bondage? And while you were in bondage, everybody in the kingdom that are supposedly above you, you are above them. Because God placed you there. So the pastor showed us last week with Jesus in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. He was tempted by Satan. And each time he was tempted by Satan, he spoke God's word to every situation. Jesus was on a mission. He stayed focused to that mission. He was not letting nothing deter him, move him, or even shake him. Everything that Satan said, he came back with the word of God, and he had to leave. But he came back. He spoke another word. Satan left. And he came back and he spoke the final word and he never returned. this walk, if no one has ever told you or you haven't figured it out yet, you're either going to be in a storm, going through a storm, or coming out of a storm. One of those three. And that's because you can't get complacent. Once you come out of a storm, if you stay in that position too long, you get complacent and comfortable. God doesn't want you to get complacent and comfortable. But the key to all of this, whether you're in a storm, going through a storm, or coming out of a storm, is you can have peace no matter what the situation is. Yeah. Now, as we take a look, Jesus sent the disciples ahead of him as he dismissed the crowd. And knowing Jesus and who he is, I believe he knew that a storm was coming. And he sent the disciples intentionally into a storm. Mm-hmm. And that was to test their faith.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing he does with us throughout our walk. It's test our faith.
Yeah.
It's not for his benefit. It's for our benefit. But he already knows the outcome because he is the beginning and the end. But it's for our benefit to let us know where we are. We think sometimes that we are higher or better than where we actually are. But he lets us see ourselves for our true selves. Because sometimes things that we pray for, we ask for, we're not ready for them. And he will not let us have them. But then there are some times we pray for and ask for, and I'm going to pick on the ladies right quick. Sometimes you pray for that man. That man, that's the man I want. That's him. Oh, I know he is. He's the one I want. And then a month later, Lord, why'd you give him to me? He gave you what you asked for. And we all do it. I just want to pick on women today. Because we men do the same thing.
Yeah.
I've done it. But we have to realize that's why we need to stay in prayer, constant prayer. Never wavering from prayer. There's never a moment when you cannot pray. You don't have to be in a place to where nobody sees you. You can ride down the road and pray. People might think you're saying. You can be praising the Lord and they have no clue what you're doing. You can be sitting at your desk working and praying. No matter what you're doing, there's always a moment and a time that you can pray. And there's always someone and something that you can pray for. We spend so much time looking at ourselves that we don't see all those others that need prayer. But we need to be praying for them. And during our prayer for them, the Lord is actually blessing us. We just don't realize it. So we need to continue to be in that prayer state. So as we look at Jesus when he walked on the water, Peter saw him. And he did the one thing that we all should desire. To go to him, to be close to him, to be near him. And Jesus said, come. Which is what he does to all of us. He tells us to come. Well, he stands at the door knocking, waiting for us to open it. So it's not him, it's us. So as Peter stepped out of the boat, he was focused. He was on a mission. There's my Lord, there's my God. He told me to come, I'm going. So he stepped out on the water, and he walked. And he walked towards the Lord. And he remained focused. And if you can imagine with me for a second, you're looking at a car or something just focused on whatever it is, and something just flashes by. That's a distraction. That's what happened to Peter. It says the wind blew and distracted him. But the wind was already blowing. but I can see Satan doing something different with the wind to distract him from his mission and his focus. And he began to sink. He wasn't worried about swimming. He was a fisherman. He could swim. But he yelled out, "Lord, help me." And immediately Christ reached out and grabbed his hand and lifted him up. So we have to remain focused on this walk. We can't let nothing deter us. We can't let nothing stand in our way. That includes our loved ones, our mothers, our fathers, our spouses, our children, our jobs, everything. We have to stay focused. For Christ said, you have to put him above all things and forsake all others. So if we forsake all others and put him first, that's not denying them. That's showing your love for Christ. And he will in turn show your love through him, through you, his love through them, through you, to them, and them to you. So we must remain focused. Yeah. See, we got to realize Satan can't stop us from doing what we call him to do. He can't touch us. There's nothing he can do to stop us. All he can do is distract us. And he'll use any and everything he can to distract us. And a perfect example, as Pastor would say, when you're going to preach, either you're going through it, you're going through it, or you get ready to go through it. I knew for a while that I was going to do this sermon. I had my notes. But when I sat down to put things together and continue to study for this, I could not focus. Every and anything possible came in the way. If it wasn't a phone call and someone needing something, or me just trying to focus on the scripture, to discern the scripture, and hear from him, I couldn't do it. I went and I prayed and got back up and still could not focus. So I took a nap. I said, okay, I'll put it away and stop trying. Got up 2 hours later. Still could not focus. I went to bed last night at 7:30 because I could not focus. But at 5 o'clock this morning, he started showing me things that I did not see. And revealed to me things that I just didn't know they were there. So we have to be mindful to stay focused and not let the distractions distract us. Because he's always there. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He never left Peter. He was always there. Peter got distracted, is what happened with Peter. But Christ was there to pick him up. It's just like Paul said, running a race. As you run the race, it's not to the swift, but to whom endures. So if you imagine yourself back when we were able to run, and you failed, all the runners ran past you. So now you have to get up and make up time to try and catch them. Doesn't work that way with God. If we lose our focus and get distracted, he does us just as he did Peter. He reaches down, picks us up, puts us right back in the same place that we were before we failed, as if we lost nothing. We just have to call on him, repent, and he's there. So that's why we must remain prayerful, that we may stay focused, that we can always look at him and see him. But even when you don't see him, he's there. It's like I heard a preacher saying the other day that just because you don't see God don't mean God ain't there. Because he's always there. He's omnipresent. He's always working.
Yes.
There's nothing and nowhere where you can go that he cannot be. For he is everything and in everything. And as we go on this journey and things seem to become a little challenging, we tend to lose our focus a little bit. And the more challenging it becomes, the more focus we lose. But as things get more challenging, that's where we need to be doing more praying. Because if we do more praying when it's more challenging, we become closer to God. And the closer we get, the less challenging it seems. Because it's really not challenging, it's just we're not focused. We actually have to have that focus and stay in constant communion and pray with him. But Paul said, pray always without ceasing. Mm-hmm. Never stop praying.
Right.
And if we continue to pray and seek God, we can remain focused because we can see where we're going. Because David said that his word is a light unto my feet. That means wherever I step, there's a light. As long as I step in that light, I'm focused. I don't have to worry about waiting. But once we let something get off get in our mind, you got a brief moment to get it out. Because once you let it sit there and you meditate on it and dwell on it, not only is it in your mind, it's now traveling, trying to get into your heart. Once it gets in your heart, now it becomes to work on you. And once it begins to work on you, it begins to cause you to want to waver. Now instead of talking to God, you're talking to yourself. And you're not going to win. It's like talking to Satan. You're not going to win that battle because we don't have the ability or the power to do it. So let us remain focused and we can get there. For he is our strength, he is our support, he is our rock, he is our life, he is our salvation. We all know Michael Jordan. We all know the story of Michael Jordan. He was told that he wasn't good enough to be a basketball player. But lo and behold, Michael Jordan was focused. He probably played basketball when he was little, about as bad as I did. I wasn't focused. He was focused. And he was determined to reach his goal and his destination. Now, Michael Jordan owns a basketball team and is a household name. That's just an example of what can be happen and what can happen when we remain focused. When you remain focused, the word jumps out at you and says that we are more than conquerors through Christ. And that's what we are. We are more than conquerors.
Yeah.
In all situations. So let us not step back into the ways that we used to think. For the Bible tells us that we are to renew our mind. We are a new creation. We are to think differently. Press on towards the things that are before us, to the high calling. For in this race, if you spend your time looking behind you, you can't get where you're going. It's like when we were little kids riding in the road, down the road with the parents. And I know this younger generation don't know nothing about it because you have to be in a car seat. We did. We would actually turn around in the seat and look at where we've already gone. We can't do that in this life. Not in this walk. We have to look forward and stay focused. The Bible says our treasures are in heaven. That's our focus. That's where we're headed. We can't keep our mind on things of this world. But these things of this world are ours because they belong to God. But we are to remain focused and seek those things of heaven. And as long as we pray, stay focused, We're going to get there. Because Christ will keep us in perfect peace. We just have to be mindful of that. And just imagine with me for a moment. As we know in another scripture, when Christ was in the boat and they were afraid, he got up and rebuked the storm and went back to sleep. This particular situation, Christ did not rebuke the storm. The following year, I can imagine as Christ walked on the water, peace came. As he walked, the storm ceased everywhere he stepped. Because it said, when he stepped in the boat, it stopped. So from the shore to the boat, every step he took, the wind stopped. It got calm. So if Peter would have remained focused and got to where Christ was, he would have been in peace. And he never would have lost his focus. But we, as Peter, lose that focus. For Christ is our peace. He is our help in a time of need. For no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance there is, we let our feelings and emotions get in the way. For feelings and emotions are just that. They're things that we conjure up ourselves. Because if we keep our focus on Christ, the situation won't bother us. Whatever's going on, what somebody said will not hurt us. It won't aggravate us. But we let it aggravate us because we let Satan distract us from our mission. For we all have a goal in life. And that goal is to be in heaven. Again, I said, let us remain focused and remain in Christ's peace. That's why the Bible says to bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. To fix your eyes not on what's seen, but what's unseen. Because what's seen is temporal. But what is unseen is eternal. Let us keep our mind, our focus, and our eyes on those things that are not seen. For when we walk this walk, Christ is guiding us. He already knows the outcome, and he's guiding us. We just have to keep our mind, our eyes, and our heart on him. For things are not what they perceive to be. They're actually what Christ said they are. So let us remain in that peace. Remain focused. And be overcomers. For we are those overcomers. And with that said, doors of the church are open. If there's anyone, you don't have to be here in our presence. You can be at home. You can be at a friend's house. You can be riding down the road in a car. It doesn't matter where you are, because Christ is there with you. All you have to do is ask him to come into your life. To say, Lord, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. I need you. I give my life to you this day. Take me, Lord. Guide my path. Lead me to your goodness and righteousness. It's all you have to do. Your word says, Lord, help a time of need. We need you, Lord. We need you. But Father, we cannot do this of our own will. But we need your spirit, your power, Lord. The washing of your word, Lord, to cleanse us. To help us, Lord, to stay focused on you. To set our minds and our eyes on the high calling. For your word said that we're a peculiar people. And we need you, Lord. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. Touch each and every one. Those, Father, that desire to seek you, that need a fresh anointing, Lord. Anoint them. Father, revive us. For we all need a revival, Lord. For sometimes we forget. For sometimes we don't remain focused. We ask you, Lord, take us back to the basics, Lord. And remind us, you are our rock. You are our foundation. That we can do nothing without you. For you are the vine, and we are the branches. For you nourish and feed us, Lord. And we thank you. Yeah. Father, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you. In Christ's name.
Yes, sir. Thank you.